Well, I want to welcome you to the Way of God. Always I say the Way of God is the Word of God. Yes. Once we have the Word of God, we know we're walking along the way of God. And that is the sure way to making eternal life. Yes. So we thank God for giving us His Word, which is the way. Now, we were yesterday in the service talking about how we can move away from the life of worrying, how we can live in the life of restoration that Christ really came to give us, right? And the preacher, thank God for you, ma'am, the preacher helped us to understand that the Word of God, if I can start reading it, if I can start hearing it, and then I go on and start studying it, taking time to dig deep into the Word of God, and then
memorize it.
Take time, put it up here in my mind, and I can do it. You said I could do it.
I can do it.
Memorize it, yes, the Word of God, and then when we meditate on it, think about it, bring it back to our minds, right, and then begin to do it, obey it, right, that these are the ingredients in our lives that God would use to take away worries, right? And I'm telling you, if you are watching, that you can do away with worry. God can help you do away with worry. And the secret to it is the Word of God. So that's why we want to bring you the Word of God, but in a relaxed atmosphere today, right? Specifically talking about women ministry. What we, well, I wanted to say we, but maybe what I should say what.
It's still okay.
Okay. Well, if we say we are as ministers, but particularly women in ministry, what you experience and how you can help us, hopefully in our chats today, there are going to be questions that you will be able to help us to answer. I'm sure many women of God, many ladies in ministry have questions in their heart that are burning and are wondering, how could I get answers today? So I pray that in our session today that you will be able to provide some answers to some of those questions that women of God out there may have, to help remove their worries. That's the goal, to help remove their worries. But please let me introduce my panel here with us today. We are blessed. We are blessed to have Dr. Olufumilayo Bankole, all the way from Minnesota. I welcome you to the Word of God.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Yes, and right here to my left is evangelist Mrs. Oshinobi from Wasson, Brooklyn, New York. I welcome you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. It's a short notice, but you still made it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes, and to my right here, almost in front of me, is Evangelist Esther Obadare. I want to thank God for you. This is my queen.
Yes,
yeah, that's, see, we've got it. That's my queen.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for setting me right.
Yes.
So I don't try to. Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
from
you.
Elmont, New York.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes. I'm sure you've all had experiences, and you're still collating experiences, we should say, in ministry. Dr. Bankole, let me just ask you, how long have you been in ministry?
I received the grace of God of coming to the ministry in March 15, 1980.
March 15, you know precisely the date and the year. Wow,
yes.
1980. Yes. Whoa, that's 90, 100, and 10, and this is about 39 years ago.
Yes.
39 years ago, and God is still keeping you.
It's just the grace of God.
By His grace.
By His grace.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
No other thing done since 1980.
You've been ministering.
Yeah, just ministering
since 1980. Mm-hmm. Wow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow. That, ooh.
Grace.
To God be the glory.
Grace.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Yeah, I thank God for your life.
Grace.
Right. Haven't
grace
kept you this long.
Yes.
And you know He'll continue to keep you.
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen. Mm.
Awesome. Amen. Awesome. Amen. Yes, Evangelist Oshinubi, the same question. How long have you been in ministry?
Roughly
20
years plus.
Over 20 years.
Praise
over
God.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Mm-mm.
20 years
Mm-mm.
in ministry. Because a whole lot of people get burnt out quickly,
Mm-mm.
right? Within a few years of entering into ministry,
Mm-mm.
they say, no, I can't handle this anymore. Forget it. And they're out. It's not their fault,
Mm-mm.
right? You can't blame anyone for opting out. But we can give praise to God for keeping us in. Yeah,
yes,
we can
yes.
give praise to God.
Yeah.
Yes, so Queen Esther.
Yes.
Yes. How long have you been in ministry?
Well, that's kind of easy. I would say since I got married to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And over 28 years.
Wow, now. 28 years.
That's right.
Wow. That getting married to me alone, that's a ministry. I'm sure that's a ministry. Thank God for grace. Yes. So we have vast experience here of God's people who's been walking alongside with Jesus all these years and helping others to walk alongside of Jesus. And I think it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. One year alone,
that's long.
It's long.
Mm-hmm.
So for God to have kept you all in ministry for this long,
mm-hmm.
I want to appreciate God.
Hallelujah.
For you. Yeah. Now, challenges in ministry, as far as being a woman is concerned, right? I'd like you to be free to talk about any challenges that maybe you have faced over time and you, how you came out of it and how you believe others can overcome their own challenges in ministry. I'll start with Dr. Bankole. Over the years, did you face discrimination as a woman minister? I happen to know that you were serving alongside a great man of God, Apostle Dr. Timothy Obadari, who has now gone to be with the Lord. You started out, how did you start out with him? What was your initial assignment?
Well, like I said, I received my call 1980,
mm-hmm.
That's March 15th,
mm-hmm.
and then I started in his ministry.
Yeah.
Overnight, the Lord called me,
mm-hmm.
and the morning of March 15th, I entered into the ministry with Prophet Teo Badari.
Yeah.
And it's like the Lord prepared Prophet Teo Badari because it was not common for women to be in the ministry at the time when I was called. But the Lord used him to give me every encouragement, you know, like a support, like a back that you can climb on, you know, to get to where you're going. Because in the ministry at that time, women are discriminated. You cannot even sit in the altar. You cannot even stand inside there.
Mm.
And then I don't know how Papa will have handled that because I started standing on the altar from the word go.
Right there with him. Wow.
And then I will minister along with him. So that was a big discrimination then because people were talking that, how can women come to the altar? They're going to defile the whole place, you know? They are demon carriers.
Mm.
They can do anything good.
Mm.
But Papa did not, was used by the Holy Spirit to start to tell me that either I'm a woman or a man, I'm an instrument in the hand of God.
Wow.
Whoever we are,
yeah,
we are useful in the hand of God. And that women are not demon carriers.
All right.
We are servants of God. Mm. The moment you receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, the Bible said the Holy Spirit comes inside of you.
Yeah.
And then you have the zeal and the mark of the Lord on you.
Hallelujah.
The Lord can now decide how he's going to use you.
Mm.
So that really helped me. Otherwise, maybe I would not be in the ministry today.
Right.
But because he always, you know, called me to come along, and then I continued the work.
Right.
And as I was walking, I was having the confidence that truly the Lord needs me.
Hallelujah.
And so I just praise the name of the living God for good mentors who will be able to mentor people to get to where the Lord is taking them to.
Amen. And we need such mentors.
We need
who believe in the grace of God upon the life of everybody, and just have them serve. So long as they're willing, right? So just have them serve. Well, do not lose heart. Know that God has need of you. As long as you surrender to him, right, he will send you that mentor, the person who will encourage you as a woman to go ahead and do the work that he has called you to. Yes. Be encouraged. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Yes. I will switch back and forth. So anybody that is willing to just come right in at any point in time and help us to just weigh in on any matter that comes up. Now, doctor started out as an interpreter, right? And that's how it all began. Ma'am, Evangelist Oshinobi, how did you start? How did it all start with you?
It all started with me. Even before I got married.
Yes.
So I still cried Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior.
Yes.
So my parents were the Orthodox Church.
Okay.
So I used to follow them to church.
Right.
Them. But when I joined my sister and I live with my sister is going to the gospel church. So he preached to me to follow her to her church. Then I follow her here. Then I joined the workers in the church.
That's where you started.
Yeah, that's where I started.
Wow.
So they train us how to teach the Sunday school.
All right.
To the youth, to the adult, and we started.
Mm-hmm.
When I got married, so my husband said, God call him. I said, what kind of calling is that? Because when I was when I was not married by then, that anybody that wants to talk to me, that they want to marry me,
yeah,
I don't want to marry pastor. I'm sorry to say that. I don't want to marry pastor. But when I marry my husband, he's not a pastor by then.
Right, okay.
But
somehow,
yeah,
when we received the call,
wow,
I don't know what to do again.
Oh.
What can I do? I have to join him. So I joined my husband. They posted him to one church, and we need to pastor
and
the church.
That's how it's been going from there. Queen Esther, did you ever think you were going to marry a pastor?
Well, not really. I never thought I was going to get married to a pastor. But I have actually been used living with a pastor because my dad, you know, was a pastor.
Oh, you're a PK pastor's kid.
Pastor's kid.
All right.
So I kind of am used to like being a pastor's kid.
Yeah.
But then really being born again, we're just living with our parents, going to church, yes. Participating in the church activity, yes. But actually giving your life to Christ did not happen until I got to college. That was when I actually gave my life to
Jesus,
Christ.
Okay.
And since then, things have really been
that's been a change
right.
until I met my husband right. and then really now into the ministry.
Was your husband a pastor before you married him?
He was actually a pastor before I got married to him.
Okay.
Right. He was
Do you have a sort of reservation about
that? Well, I was asking question because actually we were introduced through our parents.
Yes.
Right. So yes. I kept asking my father-in-law, who is this guy? Who is this, you know? I said, we never met before we actually got married. So when he was introduced to me, I was asking Papa, this is, what 20th century is this that you're introducing a man to me, you know? But as God will have it, things, begin to fall into place.
Yes.
After I have prayed, ever since I've been praying, God has always been revealing the situation around that scenario to me. So it was easy for me to follow it. Right.
That's
so it was not that I just blindly followed.
Follow it.
God has actually been revealing how it's going to happen.
Wow.
And it went that way. So
all you ladies out there, you just heard, right, that God is going to order your way, letting you know who is going to be that man for you, that is going to love you, take care of you, that you're going to work together with in the vineyard of God, in manners that you will be satisfied with God in your relationship. And that's what matters, that God is there to bring you satisfaction. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's the fear of so many women.
Yeah.
How am I going to meet the right person?
Mm-hmm.
And my heart just, I just remember the story of Ruth in the Bible.
Yeah.
When the mother-in-law was in the land of Moab, Naomi lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, Naomi said, I think I'm going back to my land. I'm going back to Bethlehem.
Yes.
And Ruth said, well, I'll follow you.
Yes.
And of course, Oprah also said, I will follow you. Then on the way, Naomi just thought about it. He said, you ladies, why are you following me?
Right.
Why are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Go back. Am I going to produce you husbands?
You can't.
Or can I have a child today and the children will grow up and then you'll be able to wait for
not
them?
Possible.
No, now let's use our
common sense here.
You now go back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just go. But something happened to Ruth that did not happen to
the other ones.
What happened to Ruth was that she had had an encounter with God.
Yes.
So it was not Naomi that she followed.
Mm-hmm.
She followed the God that she had come to know. She followed the God.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
And as she followed that God,
mm-hmm.
she was not even looking for a husband.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the faithfulness of God, when we wholeheartedly followed him, he will give us everything that we need.
Amen.
And that's what happened to Ruth.
Yes.
Ruth happened to now get married to Obed.
Yes.
You know, without striving, without looking for anyone.
Yes.
It was called a righteous woman because everybody was watching her that she's so different.
Mm-hmm.
She's so different.
Right.
She's different because she loved the Lord. And so she now gave birth, and we know the story.
We know the story.
That she became even the great grandmother of David.
Mm-hmm.
And when the genealogy of Jesus was going to be put together in Matthew chapter 1,
she's
Ruth
right
was
there.
There.
She's
although
right there.
She was a Moabite.
Mm. Doesn't matter where you are right now, doesn't matter where you came from, doesn't matter what your background is, what we are hearing right now and what should encourage you is that your name, and I mean your name can be right there in the record of goodness, in the record of those who found love, with someone that is also in love with God. Ladies out there, make a note of it. If you will allow yourself to fall in love with God, then the man that is going to take care of you is right there available. God is the one who brings the right man, and he will bring to you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Now, okay, you're already ministers wise, you're already ministers. Mm-hmm. Now, please, challenges, you can name any. What are some of the challenges that you have faced as say, a minister's wife? Let me start with evangelist here. And just any challenge that, oh, wow, God, I didn't know this is how it's going to be, or they're expecting too much from me or whatnot. Anything that just comes to your mind, that's a challenge.
Firstly, I have challenges of childbearing.
Yes.
So then I begin to think that what could cause all this thing. But I thank God for my husband. Mm. He stood and he said, God will do it. And we begin to pray to God. And as we are praying, God eventually do it.
If you don't mind asking me, asking my, how many years did you have to wait before God actually answered you?
I think 3 years.
3 years, right? Mm. Right. So, but you had a supporting husband,
yeah.
An understanding husband,
yes.
Right? Even though you were feeling bad about it, of course he would be feeling bad, but at least he was encouraging you,
yes.
Letting you know that God was going to answer,
yes.
And surely God did, right? So I am praying for the men of God that are viewing or listening, that please encourage your wife when she's going through her ordeals, her challenges as a woman, right? She's a woman, she's a human being, right, who needs encouragement. Go ahead and encourage her. And it's only a matter of time. The Lord God Almighty is going to allow your joy to be full. There is no doubt about that. We thank God. Now, before I go on to maybe someone else, now, at that time, when you were waiting on the Lord, did you feel or did you hear some people sort of maybe talking down on you or wondering, oh, is she not a pastor's wife? How come could she have that type of problem that she couldn't quickly have a baby?
Many people talk a lot of things.
Yeah.
They even advise, do this, do that, but we stand on Jesus.
Okay.
That is the Lord that we do it. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord did it.
So
standing in the time
yes.
of trouble,
yes.
you have to
yes.
doing everything, just
yes.
stand, right?
Yes.
And the Lord gets the help.
I want to thank God for you. You know our time is up, so we would have to go for now. But by God's grace, we're going to continue this series the next time. But before you go, I would like to pray for you. Everlasting Father, I want to pray for encouragement of all your daughters out there who are in ministry, that the challenges they are facing, oh God, in your almightiness, you will help them through those challenges in the name of Jesus. There are some of them that are facing discrimination. You can't do this and you can't do that. I am praying that you will meet them at those points of need, that they will have confidence in you, who has called them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, I pray for women in ministry who are not receiving adequate support of their husbands. Lord God Almighty, I pray you will breathe over those husbands in Jesus' name, and you will speak to their hearts to begin to support their wives in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of your daughters in ministry, they are single parents. But Lord, you are the Lord who can be their companion. You can be their help. You can be their succor. I pray, oh God, that you make all provisions available for your daughters in ministry who are facing the challenges of not having their husband with them, of not having anybody to help them, yet they have to do ministry. Oh God, I pray for support from above, in the name of Jesus. Whatever challenge you are facing, whatever the name of the challenge is, whatever the nature of the challenge is, I pray for you, the Lord says you will hold your peace, that he will fight a battle for you and he will give you victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because you are the Lord who answers prayers. There are some of your daughters out there who are even afraid to enter into ministry because they wonder how are they going to make it. But Lord, truly, if it is your call that is upon their life, I speak release upon their lives right now, that in the mighty name of Jesus, they will gain the strength that they need, the encouragement that they need, the power that they need in the name of Jesus. All you women in ministry who are finding it tough because of finances, I release the blessings of the Lord over you, over your family, over your ministry today in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're finding it tough to even take care of your own children because of finances, may the Lord open doors for you today. May he open doors for you today. May he open doors for you today. If you're finding it tough financially to do the work that God has placed in your hands, if indeed he has called you, he will make a provision. I speak provision into your work, into your ministry right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God will help you. God will help your children. God will help your ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for everyone under the anointing of this prayer. I thank you for those challenges that you are helping them to walk through now. I thank you, oh God, for the fear of your daughters that you are removing. I thank you for the pressure upon them, oh God, that you are making light. You said we should bring our burden, cast it upon you, that your own burden is easy, your yoke is light. I pray in Jesus' name that the help that your daughters dearly need, you will provide in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want to encourage you, go ahead and trust the Lord who has called you. He who has called you is able to help you. He who has started a good work in you is able to complete it. Yes, as a woman in ministry, whatever your challenges are, the Lord who has saved you and who has called you to be a light in the lives of those who are perishing, he will rise to assist you in the mighty name of Jesus. You're not alone. Make note of that. God does not discriminate. He loves you as he loves the men. He has called you as he has called the men. He will strengthen you. Next time, we're going to continue this discussion.